Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Ted J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Teddy J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove. On the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J, and it is Wednesday, a.k.a. Hump Day. And as I always tell you on every hump day, make sure that you're going to hump somebody, hump them responsibly. And this is going to be not a crazy show because this is actually the return of Healthy After Dust. And all week long, we're going to be doing a Healthy After Dust show. Yesterday, we had New Year's resolutions. We had some very good ones on Twitter yesterday. I'll post some more to the show. And then today, we have another hot show. We're talking about Zumba. This is going to be very, 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 very great talk about this. It's definitely a craze that's going, like, every time I turn my head, it's a Wii game, the crafts themselves, all that stuff. We're talking about that. And then tomorrow we have our Golden Glove boxer, Olympia, 2008 Olympian, the boy Luis Yanez, a.k.a. DJ Legend, maybe on the show tomorrow. So very, very great week up ahead for us, so. Go ahead and check out the phone lines because I think it is my guest right there. So let's check it out. All right, is this my girl, Miss Tracy?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
What's up, Tracy?
I'm here. What's up?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, first off, I got to say, it's definitely an honor to have you. Have you represented? No, I know you like got really crazy hectic schedule. In fact, we made this happen. I'm very honored to have it and actually be one of my first guests for Healthy After Dust returner. So that's definitely an honor.
All right, it's great being on here. I'm glad to talk to you guys about Zumba and everything.
All right, so first off, let's talk about how did you actually get into doing Zumba? Period. Before you became and the instructor and whatnot, what led you into doing this?
Okay. Well, I started off, like everybody else, probably around the new year, sometime years ago, trying to lose weight myself, trying to get a few pounds off. And Zumba was one of the things that I was introduced to. I started with the VHSs, which was a long time ago, and then moved on to the DVDs, started working out in the gym also as well and some other things. And I particularly lost almost 100 pounds with Zumba and a few other things. So I was just trying to meet my goal myself. And I kind of found Zumba and fell in love with it. I found out that people teach them, teach them personally and be with an instructor and started taking classes myself. And I loved it. It was great. And the instructor that we had particularly, she got pregnant and was expecting and stopped doing it for a minute. And that's when I decided that it would be something good for me to get into and that I would love to start teaching as well. And that was last year around this time. And so I got started, I got certified, and then I started teaching and everything.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For those that's on the page of the show too, actually, if you look on the show's promo player, you actually see the picture before the active pictures. And, like, I've seen her in person, so I know how she looks in person. Like, you really did your thing. It's like, wow. Like, a lot of my friends have seen that went to those phases. They've lost a lot of weight tremendously like that. And, like, you know, I know it's probably a lot of crazy questions the new year, which is why it's even more of a great show. I mean, it's a good and a bad thing. First off, I got to ask you this. How packed are your classes right now? I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, they are ridiculous right now. They're really, really packed. A lot of people trying to get in there for the new year. We're actually creating more classes right now. So that's a really good thing. We're creating a few more slots to kind of spread out the people and stuff, but they are packed.
Let's dispel a myth, because I know we got this myth going on real crazy that guys can't do Zumba. I know some people are pretty much like, oh man, Zumba is probably for females. You know, a lot of people think that. Like,
no, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Dispel that myth for everyone, because I mean, definitely, like, especially when you look at your
face. Yes, everybody does it. No, everybody does Zumba. I just had a guy. We have several guys. We have more guys at our 9:30 class for some reason than we do during the day. But we have several guys that come in all the time. And we had a guy at our 9:30 class yesterday who was excellent. He came in there and showed everybody out. I had to pull him up on the stage because he was just really good. And Caesar, if he's listening, shout out to Caesar. And so that's definitely a myth. You can come in there. You can actually come in there as a couple if you want to. Come in there with the person that you're with, and that would be a great thing for you to do, something healthy for the new year, you know, instead of going out to eat.
Yeah, plus on top of that, go on the fact that I have a male instructor at that, so... I mean, what more do
yes,
you have
we
to
do.
Prove?
Yes, we have a male instructor. We sure do. His name is Ruben. Shout out to him. He teaches twice a week now, and he's actually about to start another class as well. His next class is this Saturday at noon. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to see that. You know, I mean, it really does get crazy. People just think that, you know, it's not... Not necessarily for guys. Like, what the heck you mean it's not for guys? You know what? Whatever. But anyway, anyways, okay, so as far as that as well, too, I'll like explain Zumba more in detail. I know a lot of people are trying to figure it all out. I know we've seen the Wii games and whatnot. I'm like, they have Zumba on Wii?
Right. Well, Zumba is a mix of fitness and dance, and it mixes all kinds of music from all types of backgrounds. So you're able to get a real good cultural experience and just get a vibe of everyone's music. It mixes everything from hip-hop to pop. It's heavy in Latin, so a lot of merengue and salsa, bachata, reggaeton, really heavy in Latin. But you kind of can get pretty much anything when you're in a Zumba class. And it's called Mrs. Dance and Fitness Moves, so you're able to get fit. They say you burn anywhere from 500 to 1,000 calories depending on your fitness level while you're doing Zumba. So it's lots of fun. It's a lot more fun than being on a treadmill and just being sitting there in a gym. Instead, you're having fun, you're dancing, and you're getting in shape at the same time.
Yeah. That's a fun fact. She had the teach a mood for her class. That was just crazy. I was like,
yes.
Oh my God.
Yes, it is lots of fun.
It was a wobble. I was like, oh my God.
You added some wobble moves to us. Our people love the wobble for some reason. They love that song. They don't want it to die.
It's like the new electric slide. And it's, you know, I ain't gonna lie, when I hear the song, everybody knows, oh, here comes Sandy, you have to hit the dance floor. So they already know that's gonna happen, but still I agree, it's like dance are never gonna die.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly,
yep.
we're gonna take a quick music break. And then we'll be right
okay.
back on Life After This Live. This is Boy Alante's Take Me Away, and then we'll be right back with my girl, Miss Tracy. All right, let's go.
For a date, I'ma keep it cool till the heat dissipate. Y'all niggas ain't lost y'all mind, telling me that I'm wasting my time. But every day life throws a new grind, and niggas think hard work is a crime. And they'll do anything for a dime. Gotta get it quick, everything on the line. Think to get a lick, now you live by the nine, but only by the dime when you run out of time. Oh, you got what it takes. Can you deal with the so-called fakes? You know the ones that are smiling your face, go behind your back so quick to betray.
All of these people. They're lying, they just wanna betray. This happens too often, like every day. I'm packing my bags, so won't you take me away? Take me away, take me away, take me away. Why don't you take me away? Take me away, take me away, take me away, away, away.
Hey, won't you take me away? If I must leave, then I will not stay. The game's too. Yeah, I will not play. Just hope that you jerks have a real nice day. Singing whack on the track when I spit raps. Snap your head back faster than a whiplash. I spit shit hard, pimp slaps. Y'all better chill out, ice packs. Y'all selling y'all soul to the devil. I dig up dirt like shovels, but I do me regardless. People saying I'm heartless, and that is not the truth. You just mad I killed the booth. Thought we was cool, now I'm the fool. So I see what your friends will do.
All of these people know what they say. I feel like they're lying, they just wanna betray. This happens too often, like every day. I'm packing my bags, so won't you take me away? Take me away, take me away, take me away. Why don't you take me away? Take me away, take me away, take me away, away, away. All of these people know what to say. Take me away, take me away, take me away, why don't you take me away?
All right, welcome back, everyone. That was Awar Elante's "I'll Take Me Away." We're back on Life at Dusk Live. I am your boy, City J, and of course, today in the building, we got my girl, Miss Tracy, the great Zumba instructor.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, you're welcome. Let's let everyone know, too, this album, so the subject got the wave real quick. Make sure y'all we'll be dropping today's Hot Mess daily today, so check it out on the Dust Spot at duskspot.com. That's where you get to get celebrity gossip and criminal stupidity. So y'all get to find out what's going on with all that. So check it out over there. And mixtape, also make sure you vote for your favorite mixtape of the week, too, over there. All right, I'll back to the show. All right, Trace, so we're going to ask you some crazy questions, too. You know, that's how we do it. That's how we do things here. We can't just let you get off on all the easy, nice questions. So, first off, they have a really tough question. Like, have you ever had a person that you really can teach? Like someone that came in there that you were like, oh my god, I wish the person would get out of my freaking class.
Well, there's no one I couldn't teach because, like I tell everybody when they first get started, I'm like, you know what? It's all about having fun. You don't have to be doing the moves exactly like I'm doing it. Put your own twist to it. If you can't do it, just modify it. Just figure it out. I actually enjoy when people do it differently. I've actually gotten movement from other people like, oh, that looks better, actually, you know, or something. So there's no way I can't teach because you don't have to do it just like me. I've had some distracting people in there before where it was a little distracting. But I overall enjoy seeing people in there putting their own styles to it, whether they think they can't dance or whatever. You could always do Zumba, so.
So you're used to a lot of two left feet people in there, man.
Yes, yes. They're in there all the time, and they have fun. They do good. Yes.
Oh, man. So I'm just laughing in my head, and I got to just imagine somebody that's really offbeat, like, in there. Like, what the heck are you over there doing?
Yeah.
Okay, so next tough question. In the disc. Okay, if you had to take back any moment that you had back in the past, if you would take back as far as pre-Zumba, what would you, in learning from the Tracy that you know today, what would you say you would go back and stop yourself from doing?
I would have to say, as far as related to fitness and everything like that, I would say, like, fad diets and crazy diets. I've been on some crazy diets and things, and I like to tell people that it's all about having fun and all about just making little steps and just kind of watching what you eat and everything. So I've done everything, like a buttermint diet where I just ate buttermint and just all kinds of crazy, funny things that I tried doing before I realized that it's all about just making small changes and living a healthy lifestyle. So I know with this new year, you guys are going to hear about a lot of, like, magic pills and a lot of just eat this diet or a lot of things that are unhealthy where you're not eating a lot of calories or starving yourself or something, and those things are going to come and go. You're going to, even if you do it, even if you lose, a lot of times by the time you stop, you end up gaining it back, and you don't stick to it. It's nothing that you stick to. So I would say, related to that, that would be something that I would change. It's not even going down that path. Just taking it took you a while to put it on. Whatever weight you're trying to get off, it's going to take you a while to get it off. It's not going to be nothing overnight, and if it is overnight, it's not going to be done the right way.
All right, so another thing, not necessarily a tough question, but you're actually a vegan. I forget if you're a vegan or vegetarian. I forget which one it is that you are.
A vegetarian.
How do you live that lifestyle? I know a lot of us, like me, I gotta have some meat. Like,
yes.
How do you make that change?
Well, just like anything else, you kind of get used to it. I started off became a vegetarian about 9 years ago. When I had just ate something bad and just got kind of sick, And I have been reading up on a lot of cleanses that every so often you should detox your body and just do a cleanse, eat fresh fruits and vegetables and things like that to clean your body out. And so I just decided I would do that for, like, I think 30 or 60 days. And once I did that, I felt so good and I felt so clean and I just felt different and I didn't have a taste for meat anymore. I just, you know, after you would get over that original hump, because, like, I thought the same way, like, I could never not eat meat. But once I did it and once I was like, I had planned on going back to it. But I just never did. I was like, why go back to something that was making me, that, you know, I felt like contributed to me being a little, having a little less energy and not feeling 100% my best. So I just decided to stick to it. And it's something I don't think about anymore because I've been doing it for so long and I fell in love with all the vegetarian foods and everything, and I do eat seafood as well, so I eat seafood, so it's just nothing I'm missing right now, you know, so, and I would encourage people to, even if they eat meat or anything like that, organic is always best, you know, that's always a good way to go if you can, because the way that they process food sometimes is just, you know, just not the best anymore these days.
Yeah, a lot of times some of the food, like, I just definitely see you on that one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so as far as, like you said, you got to go. I know another thing I want to talk about is your studio. Like, what are the changes? I haven't been by there yet, so I haven't seen
it
yet.
Oh, my goodness.
If you have not been by the studio,
you have to come by the studio. It's, like, it's totally different. And just in case anyone's listening and doesn't know, the studio is located right inside Golden Triangle Mall in Denton. And it's in the El Chico entrance next door to Rainbow across from Hibbett Sporting Center. And we have turned that studio into like a club atmosphere. It's like you're really having a party. Before it was more of a studio, and yeah, you're having a party with music and stuff. But now it's the atmosphere of a party. You go in there and you feel like you're really just in a place where you can have a good time. We've changed the lighting. We've gotten some more lights in there. We've painted in these bright colors and just changed the whole feel of it. To where you can really let loose, you can turn down the lighting, and you can really think you're at a party, but really getting yourself into shape at the same time. So if you haven't experienced that, it's not as much of a class now anymore. It's like an experience. It's something you go in there, and you have this experience, and it's great. So if you haven't checked it out, you have to come check out the new place.
Yeah, on the listeners, me doing a couple of CDJ appearances now.
Yes, absolutely. I would love that. We were actually thinking about, especially on the nights like Friday night that we have a class and nights like that, we would love to have a DJ in there. That would make it even better, you know. That would definitely add the party style to it. So we would love for you to come out and do that. We've been talking about that anyway. So that would be great.
All right.
And we're going to have to see some of your moves, too, when you do that. So maybe you can leave the wobble.
Maybe you can
leave the wobble for the class.
I don't know if I'm that good of a dancer now. I ain't going to see you in front.
I think you are.
I'm pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to see you in front. I'm pretty good. It's always funny. Like, people, I'm laughing because, like, people see, you know, all this tall, big guy. Like, what the heck? I mean, these guys just are dancing, like, what is he going to do? And then they're, like, blown away because they're just used to some tall guy just really just moving like that, I guess.
Like, yes, exactly.
I've worked better than some of these people that these little skinny minis work around here.
Yes, you get down. I've seen you move, and you can get down. Yes.
It's all about though, people that you gotta get yourself in this comfort zone too, which is, I'm pretty sure it's with your class. Like, you gotta get yourself in the comfort zone. You gotta think in the mindset of, I know there's always this famous phrase they say, there's like no one's watching.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, you don't give a dang about what anybody else has to say. You just do it, and you have a good time dancing because you're, and like, the world is yours at that point.
Exactly. And that's what dance is all about. It's all about a way of freedom and expression. So you really can't do it wrong because it's your thing. So I love when people get in their zone to do their thing because, you know, there's no way to do that wrong, you know. So Yeah, I agree.
Do your thing. Do what you want to do.
That's right.
Hey, so as far as the people that want to catch up with you and see everything that's going on, what's all the social networks, websites, and stuff they can find you on?
Okay. You can go to www.zumba, Z-U-M-B-A, with Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at U-S, I'm sorry, dot U-S. So that's Zumba with Tracy, dot U-S. You can also go onto Facebook, and you can like our page, which is Fuego Fitness, F-U-E-G-O, Fitness. Or you can add me as a friend under Zumba Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y. Feel free to do that as well. And that's about it. If you want to shoot me an email for any reason, you can shoot me an email at ZumbaWithTracy at Hotmail.com.
To be honest, you know, I guess we're going to be trying to work in kidnapping you into the Twitter world as well.
Yes, we have to kidnap me. I'm so old school, and I love Facebook, but I have to get on Twitter. I really do. You know what?
Sure,
I do have
like
Twitter.
In and out. Like, you get straight to the point.
And everybody telling me I have to get on Twitter, so somebody's going to have to show me all about that, show me the ins and outs. I opened an account, but I don't know what I'm doing on there. So, yeah. But follow me. Look for me on Twitter. If you, it's Tracy Mo here. Look for me and follow me, and maybe I'll start posting some stuff. So.
All right. There we go. Y'all getting ready to roll on out. But thank you, Tracy, for coming through the show yet again. I mean, they've come to the show for me, and I definitely appreciate it. Shout out to Madison Media Radio sneaking through. I didn't see him. I see you, Madison. And shout out to everyone that's listening to the show live, the archives, iTunes, all the other various other networks that the show's on. Definitely big ups to everyone. I appreciate y'all and remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, where there's a J, or where there's a Zumba, Tracy, or where there's a U, there is a way. This is your boy, Sadie J. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life at Dusk Live, and I remind you, this is the year of no excuses. I'm going to tell you, y'all going to hear me say that all year. Like, you're going to get tired of it, but you're going to remember I said that, you know, stick it to it, because I'm just, you know, I just don't want to hear anyone's excuses why you can't do something you don't want to do. At the end of the day, if it doesn't happen exactly the way you want it, make sure it's because you actually put your all into it first. If you put your all into it, you can't complain.
That's right.
I want to make another point, because you were talking about earlier, you were talking about eating right, and you were saying it took you about 30 days for you to get used to it. There was somebody that said that on Twitter yesterday, said, when you're doing something, when it comes to your New Year's resolutions, if you stick to it for 21 days, it becomes a habit. So
that's
just
true.
Has to become a habit, and then there you go.
That's absolutely true. I totally agree. That's the same number that I've heard as well, and it's hard that first. Those first days are the hardest days, but after that, it's going to be like anything else. It's going to be easy. So.
All right.
I totally agree. Mm-hmm.
All right, baby, we're rolling on out. All right, Tracy, you have a good time in your classes today. I was joking with my bro yesterday. I need to get into it, because, you know, this is, like I said, it's the New Year's. Get right. Be covering it. Everybody, like, oh, that boy said he, but, you know, really. Bam! So, yeah, I probably need to stick to it in my day, so.
Okay, yeah. You need to come on in and check out a class. Encourage our male students to come in. That would be great. So,
all right,
that would
y'all.
Be awesome. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're rolling out. In the words of Chris Brown, deuces!